Ready, Mr.
Dick?
President?
How you getting along?
Oh, good. How are you?
Fine. I saw a television phone. Looked like you had some trouble out there.
No, well, that's in the suburbs.
Yeah?
Well, out in the Republican area. That's about, 25 to 30 miles south of Chicago.
Oh. Well, it looked like you were doing just what you told me you would. And have those sticks around,
that's
getting Negro kids down and white policemen jumping on them.
That's the Republican sheriff, Mr. Ogilvie, out here, who was going to make crime in Chicago the issue just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got an incident on his hands out here where he did just what the Chicago police has never done. And it is... highfalutin suburbs with some sections of it occupied by Negro. We are still very fortunate in Chicago. We had some plans afoot a week ago. We had this big Bud Billiken Day parade with 400,000 in them, but not an incident. But we had information that there were going to be, and we took some steps beforehand and did some things that we have to do in order to prevent it. But this is, see what happens here. It's like these bombings out here. There's two bombs set off last night, and they say Chicagoland held it all out in the suburbs. Out of the 71 bombings, 18 are in Chicago, and the balance of them are in the suburban area. But every time it goes over the wires in Chicago or Chicagoland area, I suppose it has race riot in Chicago or something up there.
Well, you let me know anything that need to know on anything.
I met with the Negro newspapers last Thursday, and I met with the ministers on Friday, and we've got all our leaders out there. I met with the political leaders, and as I told you, this is the element we have to get into the forefront. Our political leaders have to be both political leaders and also civic and community leaders. And they have to take a forthright stand on these issues and lead their people. Because this is what we need throughout the country, leadership. You're providing it nationally, but we have to provide it on a state and local level.
Tell me, Dick, two or three things, if you've got a moment I want to counsel with you on. How does Illinois, what are your problems and what are the things that look good and what are the things that look bad from our national standpoint in the campaign?
Well, I really think that...
How does this thing set up now to 1960 or some comparison that we can...
Well, I think we're in way better shape than we are in 1960.
Are we organizational-wise?
Better.
Are we financial?
In 60, we did not have the state organization and the state patronage. Now we're organized in every city and every county and every hamlet and every section of Illinois. We have we have all the state officers, all the state patrons. This in itself we didn't have in 1960. Furthermore, we have solidarity and unity in our ranks. There's no division. There's no quarreling from one section to another. There's no difference of personalities. We've united. We've taken the leader, you know him, down state, Paul Powell, made him a candidate for Secretary of State so that we have just a cohesive, unified, solid democracy in Illinois. In the suburbs, we're in better shape because we have emerged with huge women organization, young Democrat, but more than that, our polls indicate to the popularity of the president, especially among those sections of the suburbs where our big fight will be made, and we're going to exert every possible influence. On religion, we haven't got it this time, but we had it with great intensity in 1960. I would say that our biggest problem is that along employment, if we could get to continue to have more and more employment, continue to put more and more people to work, and show that the great Democratic Party is, as you have already since 1961, steadily increasing the prosperity of the big corporations. Some people are a little disappointed that not enough of the money from the big corporations and business have gone back into new enterprise and new factories and new additions to provide additional employment. This is one of the things that I think business could do and do a little more of it. Some of them are doing it, others are not. Again, we could use out here, if we can only get designated as a huge governmental project, then the Middle West would feel very proud that they have been recognized, that the efforts are not in vain, and that this will mean employment. And then we can go ahead to all people and urge them to become educated and to take different training in order to be fit for the job when they arrive. But we have a contest. You know, in Illinois, you'll always have a contest, but we like it. We're going to, I told you, our registration, we've done something this year that wasn't even done in 60. We're going to go to every home in Cook County to find out whether they're registered. I've enlisted the support, and we're paying for much of this. The NAACP was in the other day. They want to put a registration campaign on, and I thought it was good, and we're going to come up with the wherewithal for
it. Is your registration period in progress, or is it something ahead of you?
It's in progress, ahead of us. The last day in every precinct is October the 6th, but we're going to open the fire engine houses, and we're going to open the schools and the parks. And we always, our own organization, hires buses, and then we have the people meet at our headquarters and bring them over there long before the last day on October the 6th. We're going to have mobile units that are out on the street where a fellow can, and we'll park them at the shopping center, and people can register in the mobile unit at the shopping center. We have the unions, and I've sat down with them, and the unions have agreed for the first time to turn over their list.
How much backlash or static do you get from unions going to Goldwater on the ground that they're afraid that the Negroes will take their job or move in next door?
None at all. I think that's also the hallucination and the imagination of some of these columnists and writers who have nothing to write about, but they're right. We haven't seen
now, Dick,
that at all.
I want you to take a little survey for me and call me back the middle of the week. I'm reading now. I've got New York and Los Angeles. I'm reading from Los Angeles. This is from a labor man.